interview program, Fairhope Police Department Chief Stephanie Hollinghead. And Chief, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Good morning.
I've enjoyed Lieutenant Nolte being here a couple of times in your place, but it's always good to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
We had Coffee with a Cop yesterday, which is an informal gathering for coffee and news the second Tuesday of each month, 9 a.m. at the Nix Center. What did folks talk to you and bring up for their concerns?
We had a really good group yesterday. Normally about 25 about show up, so we had a really good group. And you know, some of the things that we talked about was of course traffic is always an issue, you know, and we as a city as a whole, we're working on some ideas to, you know, try to not eliminate, but try to deal with some of those traffic issues and parking issues downtown. We talked about all the businesses that are getting ready to open up. We've got Publix. I mean, just the growth in general is, you know, just is always a hot topic. And, you know, what's going here? What's going over there? And, you know, what... You know, what else is coming, like those types of things.
Well, tell us about those. We've got the Five Guys is coming where the Pizza Hut was.
Right, Five Guys, and of course the two Publix that haven't opened up yet. You got Aldi's that will be opening. Let's see, we have...
That new big gas station they're talking about, Wawa's or now, something, that's going to be right in front of the high school almost at Twin Beach and 98.
And I probably should have known that, but I really didn't find out about that till yesterday because someone in Coffee with a Cop actually brought that up. And I was like, I don't remember hearing that. But, I mean, I always learn something new. They're always telling me, hey, you know, so-and-so's going in here and so-and-so. I'm like, I haven't heard that. But there's so much going on in the city, all the growth and with the businesses. And so, I always learn something new there. But
And what are you talking about, some ideas for traffic concerns?
Well, we have a parking authority committee. We also have traffic and pedestrian committee. And, you know, one of the issues we have been having are our delivery trucks.
Right.
Parking in the middle of the roadways. And, I mean, that goes on all day long. So we're trying to come up with some solutions for the merchants, not only for us as a city, but the merchants to kind of help them. But it's a huge safety, you know, issue there. A lot of times, just for instance, like the police department, we always have big trucks parked right there in front of the police department. Well, we have those two walkways right there, the crosswalks. And it's been many a time I've had to ask trucks to move because they block those crosswalks. So that's it seems to be a hot topic all the time.
Just yesterday I saw, I guess it was a UPS truck in the, you know, in the turning lane. And the poor lady's got her cart full of boxes and dodging traffic. I thought, man, that would be a pretty dangerous job. So not just for us driving and trying to squeeze in between the parked car and the delivery truck, but the pedestrians as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Trying to cross the street is kind of tricky at times. So we're just working with the mayor, working with the council and our committees to see what we can do and try to make things safer.
Often another popular topic other than traffic is scams.
Yes.
At Coffee with the Cop. Have you had any new ones or anything arrive lately on that?
Actually, we've not had any new scams come up. I mean, you still have the... You still have the calls, the one callers that will come out, and what they'll do is they'll pick up the phone. I guess the newest one I could describe would be they pick up, they call you and it rings one time and then they hang up. And then what they're wanting you to do is to call back.
Yeah, because
when
like,
they
what
do,
that?
That's right. Yes. And then when you call back, that's when the information starts to flow.
Interesting.
And yes. So that was, I try to keep an eye on what the Attorney General's, you know, website is putting out and just kind of watching what everybody else is going through. But there's not been really anything new. You know, the holidays are coming up, so there's always the Amazon scam. I've received, I can't tell you how many text messages this week saying that my Amazon account has been hacked or there was some suspicious activity.
Right.
And that's a scam. All they're wanting you to do is now to contact them at the number that's on that text message.
Right.
And then it just kind of goes from there. So we just kind of, you know, Amazon seems to be a big one.
I've seen PayPal and others as well. But like you said, the old adage, if they don't leave a message, it's not important.
Absolutely.
So if you get that missed call, and now my cell phone seems to be more equipped, I think more cell carriers are, to identify the spam.
Yes. I think there were a couple of apps that uh-huh. have been put out that uh-huh. it'll detect it. And I know I've got one on my phone, and it comes up red, and it says, you know, scam alert, uh-huh. so, or spam or something to that effect. But yeah, there's plenty of things out there, tools that you can use that on your phone that can help you out.
Okay.
We discussed some of the, you know, of course, golf carts are always an issue. Not just necessarily downtown in general, but what we're experiencing a large volume of calls on are the younger kids that are not of age, don't have driver's license, that are driving the golf carts and the subdivisions. You know, we receive a lot of calls with Rock Creek. We've had some in Firethorn.
No, so it's not okay even in just a little subdivision setting for kids to run around on the golf cart.
No, it's not. There's low speed vehicles. I mean, you have to, they need to have a driver's license. They need to be of age to drive these low speed vehicles. They apply just like they do, you know, on the street. We experience a lot of trouble, or we've experienced a lot of calls on Mobile Street down by the bay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's even more dangerous to me, because you're actually on a highway. I mean, it's not just in a subdivision.
Right.
And they travel from around, you know, not quite as far as the pier, but just up and down that area, going to and from little locations. And it's extremely dangerous. We've experienced some people not following the laws in terms of not wearing their seat belts. They're using sidewalks to travel, and that's not okay.
Well, the days of the old golf cart are gone. These are now what you call low-speed vehicles. Even if they don't have them equipped to be a technical low-speed vehicle that is legal to drive on the streets, they still can't have kids driving them on the streets, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. Yes, that is correct. And we've stopped a couple of people that have kids, I mean, small children that should be in a car seat to begin with, and they're holding them
mm-hmm.
in their lap going down the street. And there's no protection there. If a car or that, if they were to be in an accident, I mean, where are you going to go? You're going to go flying out of that golf cart. So, or low-speed vehicle.
Like I used to say, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Yes.
Just like when it comes to locking our doors. Yes. You know, back in the day, we didn't. But yeah. Now we lock it or lose it. Yes. Car doors, house doors, and more.
Yeah, I encourage that every day.
Mm-hmm.
Lock it up. And don't leave it in you know, plain view. Take your valuables out of your vehicle.
Right.
Let's see. We talked about the upcoming events that we have going on. We have Downtown Trick or Treats on the 29th and
of October. And that's where all the merchants that participate put an orange pumpkin on their door or their window.
Correct.
And then folks can bring their kids. That must be a Saturday. Is it still?
It's
like
a Saturday.
10 to noon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, and we had 1,000. Well, I was told we had about 1,000 kids that came through last
year.
So that is a huge event. You know, hopefully we're gonna have great weather for that, and it may be even bigger.
You know, back in the day, the police department used to be a haunted house.
I heard about
when it was the museum. The museum really could do the haunted house these days.
Yes.
Yeah, back in the day, that was the thing on Halloween.
And it was, pretty popular from
uh-huh.
what I understand.
Uh-huh.
We've got the Witch's Ride coming up on the 27th of October. They have been approved for approximately 700 witches. It's a lot of witches downtown at one time.
And that's the bike ride.
Women
dress up as the witches. And we always get a chuckle about that, because you have to issue a warning or a notification about no witches riding, drinking alcohol.
Yes. That could be a disaster.
Yes.
We've got
three-wheeled bikes. That's why you need a three-wheel bike.
That's true. we've got, you know, obviously the Veterans Day Parade coming up November.
What's the date on that?
I don't have the date on that exactly. I just kind of wanted to mention the things. I guess the main thing is between now and March.
I believe that would probably be the Saturday the 12th, or it's going to be Saturday the 5th, one of the two. We'll find out.
Yeah, I'll get that for the next meeting. But you know, we've got between now and March, we're wide open at the police department. I mean, we have so much going on, and that's why I was mentioning this. You know, tree lighting. We've got movie in the streets, and the weather's cooling off. It's going to be beautiful to, you know, have the movie in the streets with the kids. We've got Christmas parade, New Year's Eve, Mardi Gras.
Don't go that fast.
Arts and crafts.
I can't even believe it's September. Okay.
I know, but it's just we have a lot going on right now, and we're getting, you know, it takes a while to get to make these plans and get prepared and make sure that we have everything in place. So those things we're definitely working on right now.
And folks may not realize what a conjunctive effort that takes between the city itself, the Public Works Department, yes, the Police Department, of course, the PR and the Public Relations. It's a lot.
Yes, it takes a team.
To put these
it
events
does.
On. Yeah.
It takes the city team to get together and make sure everything, you know, is all in place. And that was really about it, other than going over the stats for the month. We talked about that, but
do you have those?
I do. I have those stats, and I can go over those real quick.
These are calls received.
Correct. Yes, this is for
the
August
Police Department in the month of August.
Yes, in the month of August. So we had 13 reports of harassment. We had 24 domestic violence reports, which resulted in 16 arrests. We had one burglary with no force. We had 29 theft reports with 5 arrests.
29. That seems a little high.
Yeah, it seems a little up.
Remind us what theft is. Is that like taking the bicycle or the lawnmower out of the yard or under the carport? What is theft?
That could be anything from shoplifting. I don't believe that we broke that down into individual. No, we did not. So that could be anything from shoplifting at a local store to taking something from a yard.
Okay.
Obviously, it's not taking from anything from inside a residence. It could be from around the residence.
That's going to be burglary.
Correct.
Okay.
Or a business. Just taking of property from another.
Okay.
We had 2 fraud reports, 32 drug reports with 32 arrests. We had 9 public intox with 9 arrests. We had 59 FTAs, which is our failure to appear in court. Those are our warrants. And obviously 59 arrests from that.
And that number is always high.
It's always, usually it's like in the
80s.
I don't
understand. You're summoned to court and you don't go. So
yes,
you get arrested again.
Yes.
I mean, where's the logic there?
So we had 1 disorderly conduct, 10 DUIs, obviously 10 arrests, 5 assaults, and 3 arrests from that. We had 4 breaking and entering of a motor vehicle. We have 4, no damage or theft from any of those. Of course, all of those were unlocked, just someone coming by and pulling handles. We had 5 criminal mischief, 6 sex offenses that are under investigation.
What do you mean by that?
That could be any type of sex offense, where it could be just an investigation into a rape, or it could be a anything like sodomy or anything like that. It could just be any type of sex offense that we're investigating currently.
So that's reports of.
Yeah, and it's just reports. And mm-hmm. It could also be like those who fail to register as a sex offender. Mm-hmm. That can fall mm-hmm. under that as well. And actually, of those 6, 3 of those were that.
Okay.
Failure to register. We had 4 leaving the scene of an accident, 1 menacing, 4 tampering with evidence. We had 2 attempting to elude the police, 4 possession of a forged instrument. We're currently working on 1 exploiting of elderly, 2 alcohol under 21.
back to the exploiting the elderly, mm-hmm. I guess, in a so-called retirement community, the fact that there's only one is...
That's good.
It's a good thing, it I is. Guess.
Well, you know, a lot of those...
But people need to be aware.
They're not, a lot of those go unreported.
Mm-hmm.
And we've, so you know, that it seems like we've always got at least one or two a month going mm-hmm. that we're working on, and those take a lot of time. They're very consuming with paperwork, and it just takes a lot of time to get all that pulled
it's
in.
It's normally a caregiver entrusted with the care, and then it takes something extreme to have the suspicion.
Yeah, and sometimes, right? Yeah, sometimes it is, you know, it's relatives.
Mm-hmm.
Two, alcohol under 21. Four, unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. We had five resisting arrest with the five arrest. One, reckless endangerment. One arrest. One, possession of burglary tools with an arrest.
What is that? Burglary tools?
Well, if they're in possession of certain tools that would, you could commit, they would have to be in together. Like if you've got a pry bar, you've got anything that, I forget exactly how it's written in the statute, but if you have certain elements mm-hmm. of the crime and you have those in terms of committing that crime, then you can be charged with that okay. if you're found in possession.
Like the duct tape and rope in the trunk. I'm just, you know what I mean.
And then we had two runaway juveniles, and both located and returned home. So for the month of August, we had a total calls for service was 1,841 calls, which is down from July. July was 2,053.
I was about to say it's under 2,000. That's
yes,
good.
Yes, it is. We had 211 reports, 245 offenses with 93 arrests. And then we had 80, we worked 80 accidents, three with injuries, and we had 20 private property accidents.
Goodness
so,
gracious.
Still
busy,
a busy,
busy
month.
Busy.
Yes, it's still a busy month, even though the calls are down a little bit. But, and hopefully we can keep it that way.
Yep. And that was for August. Now, we all woke up to the headlines over the weekend mm-hmm. of a shooting in Fairhope, which technically wasn't really Fairhope. It was at the Pelican Point. End of County Road 1, Point Clear.
Right.
I
that
believe.
Is.
Tell us about that. Because is it in your jurisdiction?
No, that is not in our police jurisdiction. I mean, it's kind of like you know, we've got the Barnwell community. You got Point Clear. You have Montrose, and people still refer to those areas as Fairhope.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised
the sheriff's department referred to that as Fairhope.
Well, it's still. I mean, instead of referring to, you know, in the Point Clear area, mm-hmm. people still associate Point Clear as being Fairhope.
Right.
And I don't have a lot of details other than what I've read. We did respond with the county because it's so close to us.
As a support,
obviously,
but it's their case.
It is their case. Yeah. They're working that, but we did respond. Anything that you know, the county, if they call and ask us for assistance, obviously we respond to those mm-hmm. areas, and that was one of those calls. But as far as details, I don't know anything other than what actually has been placed, you know, in the newspaper.
Right.
It's still...
it's their case,
correct.
So it's the sheriff's department to release the information.
That is correct.
I just thought that was interesting. I asked Jack and I asked Sherry as well in my interviews this week with them, do we need to do some damage control when you see the headlines all over social media, shooting at Fairhope boat launch, and it really wasn't a Fairhope boat launch.
No, but it's still considered mm-hmm. a Fairhope area. So
right.
it's easier to, you know, we don't always refer to Point Clear as Point Clear or, you know, or Montrose
right.
as Montrose. It's, it as a whole, it just always shows up as Fairhope.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think because most people know where that area is, they realize it's not like downtown Fairhope. It's not, it's not Fairhope, but it
right.
is Fairhope.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay, well, and what else would you like to mention? Oh, I know what I'd like to mention.
What's that?
Is a thank you to your department for all of the the service work y'all did for the week in remembrance of 9/11. You had a ceremony Friday, a food drive, and more. Tell us about that.
Had every year we've done this now. I can't remember if it's been 6-7 years. It's been a while that we've been doing it. Chief Pettis started this, and we do a week of service for 9/11. And we just pick different things to do within the community to give back to our community that supports us. And we did a food drive. We're actually still doing a canned food drive at the police department. We kind of did like an Alabama Auburn theme to it. And we're still collecting there.
Oh, okay.
We are. I said for a week, but when I saw the score, I thought, let's expand, you know, let's extend it for another week.
Because we thought it was expired, so folks can still bring non-perishable food.
Correct. We're going to do that through Friday of this week.
Okay, good.
We also went to Publix and did food collection there. Mm-hmm. That was a huge success. We had 4 truckloads of food. So the community really came through for us. That went to Ecumenical Ministries, where, you know, they feed hundreds of families every year. And we like to do that, especially right here towards, you know, the Christmas season, mm-hmm, and the holidays and Thanksgiving, so they can provide more for our community. We did the blood drive, which was even better than I think we've done in the past. We had 26 donations, which we translates into about, I think they said, 87 lives.
That's awesome.
Saved. Mm-hmm. So that was great. And we went out one day and we helped Meals on Wheels deliver meals. And then we had our 9/11 ceremony. So it was a busy week. We had a lot of fun doing it. We always have fun.
Very good.
Doing that.
And you are situated where you want to be with your, you've got the budget preparation is going on now.
That's correct.
And are you searching for more personnel, or are you staffed where you want to be? Tell us what's to come.
Well, right now, and of course, the budget hasn't been approved yet, we did request 3 more police positions so that we can expand some of our other divisions a little bit more to provide more services. Obviously, we requested vehicles. Vehicles always a request because, I mean, we're trying to catch our fleet up to be, you know, sufficient for what we need to do. We have a lot of vehicles with high mileage. But this is the first time in years that we are fully staffed in our patrol division, so I'm happy to say that. But we are hiring in dispatch. And so we've got several positions available there. So if you know anybody that needs a job or maybe interested in getting into the law enforcement
and that's literally answering the phone, mm-hmm, and dispatching officers, is experience necessary?
No, we do train.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But other than that, those are, you know, personnel and vehicles are always our major, you know, request in our budget.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. And what about the, we usually mention, but it's been a while since you've been here, the voluntary video camera surveillance participation. I'm forgetting the name of that.
That's right. I try to make my notes, and I always put that on there, and I forgot. So you can go onto our website and through Fairhope, AL.gov, under the police department, under public safety, there is a tab there or a link there that you can register your surveillance cameras if you have them at home. It does not give us access to your cameras. We don't want access. All we want to know is who has these cameras in the event that we have a crime in your area, that we can call you and ask you, hey, can you check your surveillance footage and see if you see a vehicle during this time or what time something came through. We have solved multiple cases with the help of our community and their cameras.
Okay. All right, and that's an excellent idea. Then we also used to have, do we still have the website where you can pull up and see what crime is in your neighborhood? I know that mm-hmm. that was a, an off and on kind of service that y'all subscribe to that may or may not still be in effect?
It's not in effect. Okay. We are looking at another service that is through our records management system, and that is actually in the budget. So as soon as our budget passes, that's something that mm-hmm. we are going to be adding, and it will provide us with more. It'll provide us ways for people to request reports online, more, you know, our tips for maybe a drug tip or any kind of tip of a crime that may be going on mm-hmm. in our city that they can notify us. It's going to provide us with a little bit more of a services to our community to be able to do that. And it will give us our stats, and it comes straight from the reports that we're taking. So it'll actually be a lot easier. It'll be user-friendly. So I'm really excited about that.
Something we can look forward to.
Absolutely.
In the next year. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good.
Yes.
Anything else, Chief?
No, I think we covered it all.
Thank you so much for your time and, of course, for your department and your service. We appreciate you all so much.
Thank you.
Fairhope Police Department Chief Stephanie Hollinghead. We get our monthly update on community contact generally the second Wednesday of each month, following the second Tuesday Coffee with a Cop.